Now, we've got a question for Max that has been sent in by Gary Hamilton.
Hi, Naked Scientists. I'd just like to ask you a question. If humans became extinct and all other animals were unaffected, what species of animal would be the next great dominator of the planet? And which would be the most likely to show the same level of intelligence that humans show?
That's a good one, isn't it? Who's going to be the next king of Earth?
That's a great question. Mostly, in fact, it's almost impossible to come up with an accurate answer for. It's very difficult to say.
What about cockroaches? Everyone's like, cockroaches, when the nuclear apocalypse comes, it's going to be the cockroaches.
Yes, in that cockroaches can survive radiation quite well, but that doesn't mean they're going to become super intelligent. I mean, the whole thing about radiation altering your anatomy or giving you superpowers is obviously a complete myth.
In terms of thinking about what might take over that, I mean, you need something that's smart, also, but the primates aren't very widespread individual
species.
It's almost
impossible to view it from a non-human standpoint. Like, the way you ask the question, it's what would take our place, which isn't necessarily what would happen at all. That's not how evolution works. There might not be a next most dominant species.
Well, it might be cats, you know. I think they can probably use a kettle, so...
It could... Really?
Well, I think they could learn.
It depends on the kettle, but you'd have to have people designing a kettle that could be used by cats. Oh. And so this is one interesting question about all of the way we interact with the world is mitigated by tools and by our technology, which is all very much geared towards our manual dexterity. That's what sets us apart. And so to replace us, kind of to have a dominant animal, so to speak, in the way that we fit in the world, you'd need an animal that could develop technology to then devote a lot of time to things other than hunting and reproducing, and which is what all animals spend most of their time doing, either struggling to survive or struggling to reproduce. Whereas humans don't do that. We've developed the means of, you know, surviving largely by spending an hour a week going to the supermarket, and then that's about it, and then we're all right, and can spend the rest of our time doing whatever else we like. And that's where technological advancement and, you know, literature and the arts and everything, that's why we have that.
I mean, there's a slightly philosophical thing about, are we the dominator of the planet? Because something like bacteria, arguably, probably more successful than we are in terms
which
of is, where they've got to and what they're up to,
apart
from the lack
of
literature and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But again, is that dominance? I mean, also, bacteria are...
They never made Breaking
it's
Bad.
It's such a huge... you're saying bacteria as if that's an animal in its own right. I mean, bacteria is an entire
world of
kingdom
species.
Of species, of which are innumerably more populous than the animal kingdom. I don't know if there's one bacterium that you could say that about.
So I think we can't really answer your question, Gary, but nice and speculative.
Yes, the short answer is I have no idea.
No one has a clue.